brain, because that really is one of the most diabolical.
It's Wisconsin's most complete farm show. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Well, we got our first USDA official crop progress report yesterday. Kind of signals the beginning of the spring growing season. How are you, everybody? Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke. Glad to be along with you. You know, at the same time, we're watching what kind of progress Wisconsin farmers are making getting spring planting started. The governor yesterday also declaring an emergency in the state because of the dry weather and the wildfire hazards that could be out there. Now, this weather forecast shows me that our wildfire issues might be mitigated a little bit later this week with rain showers. Today, though, just a cloudy day on the way. Another above average day for sure. 76 are expected high. Tomorrow, the afternoon showers roll in. 75 are high on Wednesday. And again, like I said, rain starts on Wednesday afternoon with possible thunderstorms possible. Thursday, good chance that we're going to see shower activity. Friday, 44% chance of rain, and Saturday, another 36% chance of rain. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our temperatures are all back a little bit more towards normal, probably in the upper 50s. We'll find out about those weather details and more on the rainfall amounts when Stumacher Ag Meteorologist catches up with us.
Today's energy saving solution is brought to you by Focus on Energy, a statewide program creating energy savings for Wisconsin residents. Focus on Energy provides a free energy saving kit with products to help you use energy smarter in your farmhouse, including LED light bulbs, weather stripping, and more. You must live on a farm property to be eligible. Visit focusonenergy.com/farmhouse kits to order your free kit today. focusonenergy.com/farmhouse kits.
Farmers understand the power and the value of the sun. They understand return on investment.
Cameron Olson, owner of Olson Solar Energy.
This is an opportunity to get rid of that energy bill. Farmers understand taking expenses away. They just get it. It's the difference between renting and owning. You are renting your energy currently, okay? Own your energy. It's a no-brainer. You are going to have that energy bill. You're going to. It's a known expense that every farm has. Put a solar field in, put a solar system in, and now make your own energy. It's a business decision, just another opportunity for them to look for that power and that value. You should reach out to us, and we will come out to look at your farm for a very specialized, specific quote for you. Even powering your whole farm, you can harvest enough sunlight to have a $0 energy bill.
Go to OlsonSolarEnergy.com to start saving. Go green, save green with Olson Solar Energy.
A few weeks ago, I had to do something fairly interesting where I actually had to go all the way back, and yes, they had them, to find my high school transcripts. This is Scott Schultz on the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. And I don't know how those high school transcripts look. Maybe if I had paid more attention in the ag classes, I would have been a little bit better than they were. The transcripts might have looked a little bit better. But Josh, talk about those classrooms. The Ag in the Classroom program has been around a while now, and it's a great program. And I understand they're doing some tweaks to it.
They are, Scott, and I think it would have been beneficial to both myself and you if we would have had Ag in the Classroom. Maybe those grades would have looked a little bit better. Josh Scramlin here at the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Darlene Arneson, who is the head honcho at Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom, is doing everything she can to make the program more versatile as we are in a world where some students are at home having to learn virtually. Some students have been back in the classroom for a number of months. And she is wanting to expand on what they've already been doing for so many years. So that is rolling out new lesson plans and new pamphlets and brochures and some YouTube videos. And I caught up with Darlene recently, and she expanded on all of the fun and innovative things that they're doing to make sure that Wisconsin students know where their food comes from.
Well, one of our annual documents that we always update each year is our Wisconsin Farm Facts. So we work very closely with Greg Bussler over at Wisconsin Ag Statistics. And so once the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Bulletin comes out, I use that as the main resource for our updated numbers. So it's a trifold brochure. It's geared towards K through 12 education since it's part of the Ag in the Classroom program. But also we find that a lot of our members and producers and commodity groups will use the document as well. So the Wisconsin Farm Facts helps to outline where Wisconsin ranks nationally and kind of the first through fourth categories. It also lists our top 10 commodities, the number of farms that we have. And then each year we have a special panel that we feature a different part of Wisconsin agriculture.
That's awesome. So what is the commodity or part of Wisconsin ag that we're honing in on this year?
The focus is called Wisconsin Sweetness. So it's on honey and maple syrup. So we've worked with both their associations in getting some facts and trivia and things that people might want to learn about maple syrup and honey. They both have some wonderful educational resources. And so we have a set of lesson plans and activities that go along with this, some on the general ag statistics, but then also on honey and maple syrup. Another new thing that we do each year is we update a PowerPoint presentation. So especially in the COVID years and teaching virtually or hybrid or in person, we had some ag instructors who had asked if we could have a PowerPoint so that they could present the brochure virtually to students. So that is on the website. And that might be a useful tool as well if anyone is maybe presenting at a service club, at a Lions or Kiwanis club about agriculture and wants to share some facts. So they can certainly download that, or if they need the original file, I can send that to them. We also have bookmarks each year, and so they have our social media channels and our YouTube channel on one side, and then some of the statistics about our featured commodities, so honey and maple syrup are on the other side.
And Darlene, initially I'd gotten a hold of you because I heard about the farm facts, but from what I understand, there's even more resources than that and a lot of digital components.
A couple other resources that we have with it. This year we did a training video, so it kind of goes through the farm fact brochure and how to use it, how to use the lessons, different ways to present it, where to find information. And then we also put together a YouTube playlist that has primarily videos about maple syrup and honey, and it visits different farms, some of these that our commodity groups have done and producers themselves have shared. And then we also have one about careers in ag statistics and some of the different jobs that they have both on a state and national level. So those are some additional resources that are there. And to round it all out, we also put in a couple of new links this year. One is to where the University Extension has had county agriculture impacts for the different counties. So we have a direct link to that. So if a teacher is using the farm facts in their classroom, but they want to know about agriculture in Clark County or Dane County or Rock County, they can go to the county ag impact. And then we also have our state profile that's on the National Ag in the Classroom website. So there's a lot more for a brochure that just started out as a little trifold brochure many, many years ago. We've really expanded kind of the portfolio of products with it.
We're talking Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom with Darlene Arneson. They have rolled out a bunch of new materials for Wisconsin educators to help their students better understand Wisconsin agriculture. So, Darlene, for the materials that you rolled out this year, was there more of a push to do things that would work for teachers, whether they were teaching in person, virtually, or a hybrid, you know, some really versatile content?
Definitely. And that's especially why we went to having the YouTube videos and that playlist. Because it's very difficult. I've only heard of a couple of schools in Wisconsin that have either allowed field trips or allowed people to come into schools to make presentations. So the more that we can connect students and farmers and producers and the different aspects of agriculture virtually, the better. So our volunteers, whether they're kind of making the presentation to the students virtually, or whether the teacher is, or whether it's a homeschool parent or a 4-H club that's trying to use them, having as much online is really, really helpful because it really helps bring that farm to them. And as we look at the different, you know, commodities that we feature, pollinators have certainly been, you know, very, very popular, and bees and some of the issues, you know, with bee health and so on. As well as we have a lot of schools that have school gardens. And last summer, I think with more people being at home, you know, the garden and landscaping and green industry certainly saw a surge in people needing products. So I think these are ones that are fun. And of course, it's maple syrup season now. So that's been popular as well.
These are materials that are available to every educator in the state of Wisconsin. But also, if you want to just hop on and view these materials, you can as well. But Darlene, do you have a pulse on how much these materials are used? Like how many people access them?
Well, we print about 30,000 of the trifold brochures and 20,000 of the bookmarks. I actually had maybe 50 of the trifold brochures left from last year, so it's a pretty good gauge of the number that we're using. Yesterday, I shared it with the ag instructors, the high school agriculture instructors via their listserv, and I think I had 15 orders within 45 minutes. So I actually have an ag teacher whose husband is driving down today to pick some up for an event tomorrow. So they are very popular, and they can certainly just order them using our online store, which is at wisagclassroom.org, and you'll see the store in the upper right. So that's W-I-S as in Sam, A-G as in agriculture, and then classroom.org. And then we have an online store. This is a free resource, so the brochures and the bookmarks are free, courtesy of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation, and so we hope that, you know, people will find that they're useful, but also for adults as well to learn about agriculture, or for our agribusinesses to have on their counters for customers to pick up, or in the summer too, we tend to see a lot of usage of them at June Dairy Breakfast, at county fairs, at Farm Technology Days, you know, any of the farm to school events that might be happening. They're certainly a good addition to those programs and activities.
When the pandemic began, there was this scramble to learn more about agriculture, and consumers wanted to know more than ever before about the food supply chain. So they turned to people in Wisconsin Ag as a source for that. And there's only so many of us. We're one of them here at the Farm Report. But I also feel like Ag in the Classroom would be another one of those pillars that people would look to for info.
Yes, we certainly have seen an increase. You know, we were a little bit worried, you know, last year with how, you know, things will go. And certainly a lot of the experience of our volunteers working with schools is that in-person experience, whether it's classroom presentations or farm tours or day on the farms that are either at school or on the actual farm. But what we found is that teachers are still teaching, you know, they're still covering agriculture units. You know, in Wisconsin, in fourth grade, they learn about Wisconsin. So that certainly is a very popular grade level that we work with. But we literally have resources for K through 12. And in the last 12 months, we have really moved a lot more to a virtual platform. Ag in the Classroom has certainly always had a presence online. And
yeah, I know you've always had an online presence, but it's just grown a lot in the last year. And one more thing before I let you go, Darlene. I love reading all of the fun facts about Wisconsin commodities. I'm a trivia nut, so that's right in my wheelhouse. But it's got to be fun to put those things together.
Yes, it is. You know, and I learn as well. You know, each year, last year we had our focus was on the green industry. So, you know, it was amazing, all the statistics and so forth. And so yes, it is fun, you know, and there's so much about, you know, Wisconsin agriculture to learn. I grew up on a dairy farm, and we always think, well, if you're from a farm, you should know this. But I didn't know a whole lot about tobacco until I married my husband. And, you know, and we have ginseng in the state and cranberries. And certainly us farm kids from the southern part of the state didn't know a lot about that. And, you know, and so it is fun to learn about, you know, agriculture, regardless of the age that you are, and just those trivias and how many, and, you know, things come from something. So one of the things we did in this issue was how much can grow on an acre. So people can take a look at that and find out about strawberries and industrial hemp and cotton and wheat and what we can produce from an acre of those commodities.
That's Darlene Arneson. She is the Ag in the Classroom coordinator here in the state of Wisconsin. They have rolled out a whole bunch of new materials, from online components to actual brochures and fact sheets, both physical and digital. No matter what the lesson plan may be, if you're a Wisconsin educator, there is something that will fit in your classroom, and it will certainly help you connect the dots for your students. Go to wisagclassroom.org for all of those materials. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin.
Wondering what the weather is going to be like today? Ag meteorologist Stu Muck will join us in moments right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Attorney John Raihala.
Car crashes happen in an instant.
A distracted driver crosses the center line into your lane, or road construction makes everyone stop except for the truck in your rearview mirror. Life changes in that moment, and now the world feels very different. We can help you. At Clifford and Raihala, our experienced attorneys know that someone badly injured in a crash can feel confused and even overwhelmed by everything that follows. Doctor's appointments, bills, missed work, and maybe an insurance company calling and pressuring you to settle right now before you even know what your injuries are. Call us. Clifford and Raihala is ready to help you, and we won't stop fighting until we reach your maximum recovery.
For relentless dedication to helping you and your family, choose Clifford and Raihala, hardworking, skilled attorneys fighting for you. For justice, myjustice.com.
I use Prairie Exteriors for roofing, metal siding, shingles, windows, doors, interior work. Very affordable. They get the job done. Their workmanship excels most of the work I've ever seen.
Improve the look and value of your property with one of the area's highest rated exterior companies, Prairie Exteriors.
Prairie Exteriors, now that's impressive.
Good people.
PrairieExteriors.com.
When you're having your vehicle worked on,
the last thing you want to hear is, trust me, it's bad.
Tom and Tom of Tom's Auto Center.
At Tom's Auto Center, we'll show you the proof of the matter.
We share photos of damaged or loose parts that's causing the problem,
so you know exactly what you're paying for.
Tom'sAutoCenter.com.
Tom's Auto Center. Here to get her fixed, get her done, to get you going, guys.
Off Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
All righty, let's take a look at what's happening with the weather as we begin our Tuesday morning. Stu Mock, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. Looks like we're going to stay dry a little bit today, huh?
A little bit today, although Eau Claire has had a tenth of an inch of rain here in the early morning hours. But, you know, that's further north for most of us, nothing to be too concerned about. The front we've talked about yesterday is still meandering in the state from northwest parts of Iowa up toward far northwest Wisconsin. That front will become a little more stationary further off to our west and northwest, keeping some rain there. Oh, some showers this morning as well. North central and northeast Wisconsin get back up toward our home country, Shawnee and Oconee counties, and there's some rain up there and off into the UP. But that activity is moving east and a bit northeast and away. What we can expect will be a fair amount of sunshine and some pretty nice temps. A slight chance of a little rain shower yet as we head toward a bit later this morning. That's about the worst it'll be. More likely a bit later Wednesday and into Wednesday night, rain really will develop, and that's when rain amounts, especially in western Wisconsin, up to a half and even 1 inch could be seen, lighter in the east and south. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Hey, could you stop in at the FSA office and turn in our 2021 planted acres report when you're in town?
Yeah, when? Before 5? In between work? Dropping the kids off? Picking up that part you needed? And stopping to grab the mineral mix you ordered from the feed mill? What if they have questions?
They won't have any questions. It's all right here. See the red lines?
Oh, yeah. The red Sharpie on the gray blobs are supposed to be which fields? There has to be a better way. It is 2021, after all. Have you checked out Topcon's data management platform, TAP? I heard you could submit your planted acres report right from your computer.
But we don't have any Topcon gear in our tractors.
I heard you don't need any, and signing up is free.
You could submit your 2021 planted acres report electronically using TAP and My Ag Data. Sign up is free, and TAP can handle your planting data from any of the major planter solutions available. Learn more at www.cropreporting.com.
All righty, Stu, how about a quick forecast from you?
All right, partly sunny today. That slight chance of a scattered shower later this morning toward midday. Mid and upper 70s today. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, mid 50s. South winds at 5 to 10 overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Showers, a possibility later in the morning. More likely by mid to late part of the afternoon tomorrow. Maybe a thunderstorm. Mid 70s. And with some rain on Thursday, closer to 60 for a high, Pam. Cooler and kind of damp for the end of the week.
Well, already this morning, like you said, though, waking up with temperatures in the upper 50s to mid and upper 60s, even in La Crosse, not a bad way to start. Thanks, Stu.
Have a great day.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your live weather details, keeping you up to speed on what we need to know when it comes to the weather. What do you need to know about our very first crop progress report of the 2021 growing season? We've got that, along with John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing, coming your way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Shopping for that special someone can be hard. You want to make sure that gift is perfect. Jewelry is always a great go-to because it lasts forever. Place to go? Goodman's Jewelers. They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Delectable understands how hard it is to have the kids at home, to work from home, plus cook and do dishes. Check out the delicious options for your whole family, available Tuesday through Saturday for curbside pickup. Visit Delectable.com to choose from this week's selection of chef-inspired entrees everyone in the family will simply love. Be sure and check out their virtual culinary dinner theater options for a truly special date night. What's for dinner? Delectable.com.
You already know that worms approve of our shredded topsoil. But did you know that seeds also love our special blend of garden mix? It's packed with nutrients that plants need to grow to their full potential. Visit KalaniTopsoil.com for delivery, or you can simply pick it up at our awesome processing plant. Then watch that garden grow with tons of fresh vegetables or beautiful plants and flowers.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
Kalani Topsoil.
Now that's good dirt.
You rarely think about it, and it often goes unnoticed until your basement or building floods. A reliable sump pump can be a lifesaver, preventing flooding by detecting water levels and pumping the water back outside, away from your home or business. If your sump pump isn't functioning, contact your friends at Benjamin Plumbing. They can replace your existing sump pump, floats, and check valves. They'll even upgrade your current system to include a battery backup system. The battery makes sure your system continues to work in the event of a power outage. Away from home, receive pump activation alerts on your smart device. Enjoy peace of mind and improve the value of your property with an upgraded sump pump from Benjamin Plumbing.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
So Susan came over, and the first thing she says is, "This whole room looks completely different."
Okay, that wasn't the first thing Susan said. She gossiped about Linda, but I didn't get involved.
So I say, "Yes, the whole room."
I mean, if Susan is going to gossip, I'll give her something to gossip about.
And she goes, "I can't believe it."
Okay, truth bomb. All I did was add accessories from Lazy Boy.
So Susan unloads and says she could never do something so amazing. And I think to myself,
all right, maybe you exaggerated too much. Let her in on it.
Truth is, Susan, I went to Lazy Boy and picked up a few items. Their interior designers show you how an area rug here and a couple of side tables there can change a whole room. And she headed to Lazy Boy. She better not blab this to Linda.
Just a few accessories from Lazy Boy makes the difference. Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison. East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
The River Food Pantry, Dane County's busiest food pantry, celebrates 15 years of caring, compassion, and community. The River's birthday bash is Saturday, May 15th, with music, raffles, food, drinks, and goodie bags all served curbside. You'll take home a beautiful meal, enjoy music, a wine pull, and raffle, all from the safety of your car, and all while supporting Dane County families facing food insecurity. Go to riverfoodpantry.org for tickets. Celebrating 15 years of caring, compassion, and community. riverfoodpantry.org.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to keep harmful secondhand smoke out of our public spaces and workplaces. And fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. We're fighting for a day when kids no longer battle airborne poisons in their own homes or the fear of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. Join us in the fight. Visit fightingforair.org and read about just a few of the many ways the American Lung Association is fighting to protect the air we breathe, both indoors and out. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Speaking of going hitless, though, what in the hell is going on with the Brewers' offense? I know it's only three games, and we should probably just pump the brakes a little bit, but I'm in the business of overreacting at Sports Talk Radio because that's what you got to do. What is going on with this offense for the Brewers? Where are the sticks, Andrew?
Yeah, it's you know, we talked about that so many times during spring training, how good the offense is looking, and this is living proof that the numbers don't mean anything. It's discouraging, but you have to look at the fact that they weren't exactly going up against, you know, three bums to start the season.
Yeah.
You're looking at the guy who was runner-up for the AL Cy Young last year. You're looking at a guy who is one of the better young right-handers in the game in Barrios, who just pitched an absolute phenomenal gem on Saturday night, as did Corbin. And then you got Pineda, who had a 3.38 ERA last year. So, I mean, listen, the Twins were good pitchers last year. I think they were fourth overall in the American League in ERA. And I think their American League starters were, like, second. So, I mean, it doesn't excuse what the Brewers didn't do against the bullpen.
They're not going up against any schleps. You know?
Right. You know, the same could be said, you know, just it's tough. Because you saw so much good stuff coming out of spring training, and then come out and lay an egg like that in the first three games. It's definitely discouraging. It's definitely frustrating.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't look good.
So, Andrew, let's kind of jump back a little bit here. You brought up, you know, Corbin Burnes and Berrios just dealing. What an absolute – because that's what we were deciding on. It's like, okay, it was a pitcher's duel. It's something that hadn't happened in the, you know, modern era of baseball. Two pitchers having 10-plus strikeouts going into the seventh inning. It was without giving up a hit. It was phenomenal. Speak a little bit about how, like, is Burnes going to be the guy this year? Is he going to be that nasty? I know he was a third of an inning away of getting a Cy Young candidacy last year. Could Corbin Burnes do even better than what he did in those 60 games last year?
I mean, if we're going off one game, absolutely. And, you know, just like we shouldn't jump the gun with a woeful offense in three games, you know, we got to be careful. But, you know, Corbin Burnes gives you every reason to believe that he can do this on a regular basis. He also, unfortunately, gives you a reason to believe that, hey, you know, success is futile at times. But every step that this kid has taken, every step in his development has been successful and paid off dividends at some point. You know, yeah. Is he going to go out there and do what he did Saturday every time? No. But is that, like, kind of, you know, the high end of things? If that's the high end of things, then things are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Burnes is going to do this year because, my God, he was electric last year, and the way he started the season, just crushing it. So let's move it a little bit to what happened yesterday then. Obviously, the Brewers lose 8-2. Jackie Bradley Jr. hits the first home run. Was it Manny Pena with the sac fly? My biggest question is, last year, the bats really struggled for the Brewers, right? And one guy that struggled a lot was Keston Hira. Right now, I don't think Keston Hira has a hit through three games. Should we be worried about the strikeouts and what's going on with Hira?
I mean, he's a streaky hitter to start with. I mean, that's how he is. And you know when he gets on one of his tears, you know, he can pop the ball out of the yard with a good sneeze. So it's too early, obviously, to freak. But you're always going to look a little bit and wonder, okay, you know, what's going on.
Well, is it wrong if I tied into last year? Is it wrong if I tied into last year then moving into this year with Keston Hira?
What was that?
Is it wrong if I tie his struggles at the plate from last year into this year? Like, it's been a while now since he's produced.
I think so, just because of the nature of last year and the time in between.
Yeah. And he looked good in spring training.
Yeah. If we're still talking about this in a week, then yeah, definitely there's bigger issues at play here. But I mean, we haven't seen that much of Keston here, but we've seen enough to know that, okay, he's going to go through this from time to time.
Yeah.
And especially going up against hardcore strikeout pitchers, we know But that's kind of his you know, Achilles heel. So, you know, let's see how he does when he gets down to Wrigley this week, and you know, the wind is blowing out. How much things change?
Well, that's the thing with Keston Hira. You know that some hitters like Keston Hira are going to go through hot and cold streaks. You know he can get hot, and when he gets hot, he could carry the team for a month by himself offensively. I think the biggest concerning thing is the fact that so far through the three games is the strikeout rate.
Right, and again, he's not alone in that. I mean, the Brewers struck 36 times in those three games.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
A lot of clouds on the way today, but 76 are expected. High rain showers expected to develop by tomorrow afternoon and probably stick with us through the end of the week. We've got our first USDA Crop Progress Report, talking about that with John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He's our special guest coming up in about 15 minutes. I'm Pam Youngke. Now, from the Landmark Services Cooperative Agri-News Desk, here's what's happening on a Tuesday. So on this day back in 1896, the first modern Olympic Games were hosted in Athens. 241 athletes from 14 countries took part in the first Olympiad. The event took place over 1,500 years after the first ancient Olympic Games, which originated in Olympia. That was in southwestern Greece. So our first modern Olympics started on this day back in 1896. On this day back in 1889, George Eastman began selling his Kodak flexible rolled film for the very first time. Now, you have to be of a certain age to know what Kodak meant for families across the United States, around the world, and documenting family events and things like that. Everybody, I mean, Kodak just became the picture phrase. I looked it up this morning. Kodak is still around as a company, but it has been shrinking since we're all digital now. They posted $2.1 billion in revenue in 2014, and then their revenue dropped to $1.2 billion last year. They've gone from about 7,300 employees in 2014 to less than 5,000 employees worldwide that still work for the Kodak company. And now you know. Well, we want you to know that there is another bunch of young folks out there that are ready to tackle 2021 with their livestock projects. Now, we know more county fairs are coming back online in 2021, even if their dates are adjusted. Well, Allie Lucent from the Hartford area doesn't want to wait. She wants to get started with a special livestock jackpot show that she has found will be hosted at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds coming up in May. Allie Lucent is the same young lady that organized an online virtual livestock show last year for youth from all across the United States that were frustrated by not being able to show their livestock that they'd worked so hard on. I asked Allie to kind of recap the action from last year and tell us more about her planned event for May.
Yeah, so last year, myself and my family, we started the Corona Kicker Livestock Show. So what that was is just a virtual livestock show. So the kids would take their animals out into their backyards or wherever they could. They would take like a 90-second video, and then that got sent to us, and we uploaded them and processed them and sorted them and then sent them off to our team of national-level judges who evaluated them for us and then sent back the results and everything. So we ended up getting over 700 head with like 400 exhibitors, and it made $23,000 for us that we got sent back to those kids and then to the 4-H FFA and American Red Cross.
And you pulled that all together in a fairly short time frame, didn't you?
Yeah, so we started thinking about it probably end of March, and then we had the results back to the kids by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's a quick turn, and it was one that was very well received because in light of the pandemic, so many young people had invested so much time and energy in their livestock projects. Just having a place to kind of feature it was important. Now, here we are in 2021, getting more shots in the arm, seeing more events that are coming back online, but Allie, that's not stopping you. Tell me a little bit about where you're headed this year to try to keep some of this momentum going.
Yeah, we decided to actually step away from the virtual world. So I think everybody's had enough of Zoom calls and recording things and emails and all that. So we decided to go in person, back to the traditional way of showing livestock. So we booked the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds for the weekend of May 21st and 22nd for kids in southeastern Wisconsin and across the Midwest to get their cattle up into an actual show.
Now, you're is this a jackpot as well?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what, for people that are listening that say, wow, May, that's nice and quick. I can get a little experience, get my animal evaluated before maybe some of the other shows that are coming up. Explain to them what they need to know about getting involved with this jackpot.
So for our outreach, we just have a Facebook page right now. It's the Southeast Elite Livestock Show. On there, we have our forms for sponsorships, for registering, and for merchandise purchase. With that, there's also the judge announcement, our judge is Kobe Tabor. There's more information about hotels and the fairgrounds itself and stalling and all that kind of stuff. So anything you need to know about the show is posted on our Facebook page, and if you can't find it, then we are more than happy to answer any questions.
All right, Allie Lucent along with us. Like she said, it started last year in light of the pandemic, a definite desire to make sure that young people were having an avenue where they could still show their livestock, still receive some critical feedback from judges. She created that last year and is following through with a live show again this year. Tell them a little bit about the results last year, Allie. I mean, from very humble beginnings, you had a lot of interaction with a lot of different people. Tell me what you learned about trying to coordinate that virtual jackpot last year?
Well, before I started doing the jackpot, like whenever there was an issue in the industry, you never saw a kid solving it. It was pretty much an adult's world and adults solved all the issues. But I didn't feel like adults knew what it was like in our shoes to not be able to take out the animals and to do all those things with them. So I decided to take the lead as a 15-year-old then and give that opportunity to those kids. And it was so well respected. I didn't expect so many people to be so supportive. And I learned that I also can't do everything myself either. It was a lot of work to get that done. And it was pretty stressful to pretty much run a one-man band for that. So I learned that for this, I need to ask for help and I need to have people on my team. So I have a committee to help with this show, and it's no longer just one person. It's a team effort.
Ambitious Allie Lucent from the Hartford area, again back at organizing another jackpot show for livestock exhibitors, primarily around Wisconsin, but she'll welcome them from wherever. The Southeast Elite Livestock Show. You can find all the details available on Facebook, Southeast Elite Livestock Show, slated for May 21st and 22nd at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. Southeast Elite Livestock Show on Facebook. Hey, I want to introduce you to a brand new partner that's joining us here on the Farm Report, Steffes Auction Company. Now, if you haven't had a chance to hear that name before or find out about him, we're going to do that. Ashley Hewen's in the studio with us. He's one of the staff members with Steffes Auction. So tell us a little bit about this crew that you're working with, Ashley.
Well, we're doing an auction for NREC Solutions out of Chippewa Falls. And, you know, they were involved in heavily with the pipeline restoration. And they're actually going to be getting out of that part of their business. So this auction is going to contain all kinds of machinery that applied to what they were doing in their business, a lot of skid loaders. I think there's 35 pickups. We've got 4x4 semis on the sale, hydroseeders, and just a vast amount of tractors that will be on the sale.
Wow, when is this all supposed to be happening?
You know, the sale is going to be April 14th. It's an online-only sale, so all the bidding is going to be done online. And you can bid a week ahead of time if you want, but most of the bidding gets down to the very end.
Boy, and you've got a lengthy bill we're looking at right there. How can I see that?
You know, there's close to 400 items right now on that auction, so it's getting pretty heavy with, you know, they're getting out of that part of the business. So there's just a lot of support items that are going to be there also.
What's the website?
Steffesgroup.com. That's where you can get all the information. You know, on the bigger pieces, we take about 40 to 60 pictures of each piece. We're also going to have an open house. If you're going to be flying in or something like that, we can accommodate you to look at the equipment.
Super. That's excellent. Now, how long has Steffes Auction been doing this stuff?
You know, we've been selling land and the equipment to farmers since 1960.
Yeah, and I love the phrase, It's not just about the land that you are involved in. It's also about the equipment that runs the land.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're kind of two-part that way. There's equipment on this side. There's real estate on the other side. But really, when it comes to agriculture, we want to be involved. And whether that's transitioning with an auction, whether it's estate planning through appraisals, that kind of thing, you just got to give us a call.
You'll want to take a look at this one, though. It's a big one coming up on April 14th. All online, so you can get involved early if you want at steffensgroup.com. And the origin of the equipment is right there just outside of Chippewa Falls off County Highway 00. Like Ashley said, if you are going to be in the area or you want to make a day trip of it and actually physically lay eyes on all the equipment, you're going to have it staged up, huh, Ashley?
Yeah, it's all lined up right now. There's a few more pieces that come in that we're cleaning up as it does come in from different places because they had a lot of different pipelines they were working on recently. So I can tell you they're very clean people and it's well kept. The maintenance history is there for all the pieces also.
Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffens Auction Group. Like we said, April 14th is the day for that all online equipment auction. The origin of the equipment just outside of Chippewa Falls with a huge bill of multiple items, especially if you're in the neighborhood for things that you can use around any farm. That's skid loaders, pickup trucks. Take a look at it all. Steffensgroup.com. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, joining us in just a moment. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a penny and three quarters to 153. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. Double A butter on Monday dropped three quarters of a cent, down to $1.88 and three quarters per pound. Right now, May milk closed 12 cents stronger, 1857 a hundredweight. December corn is up a penny at 489. November beans up four at 1273. July wheat down a penny at 612 a bushel. John's going to join us next. One of the benefits of yesterday's trade, we got our very first crop progress report for 2021's growing season. Not a lot of news in Wisconsin, but news elsewhere. John Heinberg joining us next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Take a chill pill. Hi, my name is Tim O'Brien, owner of The Healthy Place. Do you battle stress, anxiety, or depression? You need to know about our top-selling product, Chill Pill. Chill Pill is a natural supplement with a simple herbal blend that works. Infused with magnolia bark to reduce cortisol for stress relief, L-theanine to calm the mind from anxious thoughts, and the amino acid 5-HTP to balance your serotonin levels and uplift the mood. Has anyone ever told you that you need to take a chill pill? Well, now you can for less than a dollar a day. After everything that we have all gone through this last year, we all need a chill pill. Talk to our wellness consultants today to see if chill pill is right for you. Come on over to any of our four locations for in-store shopping or curbside pickup. Or stay home and take advantage of our same-day delivery in Dane County, free shipping, live chat feature on our website, and phone consultations. Stop in or check us out online at findyourhealthyplace.com. The Healthy Place.
Attorney John Raihala.
Car crashes happen in an instant. A distracted driver crosses the center line into your lane, or road construction makes everyone stop, except for the truck in your rearview mirror. Life changes in that moment, and now the world feels very different. We can help you. At Clifford and Raihala, our experienced attorneys know that someone badly injured in a crash can feel confused and even overwhelmed by everything that follows. Doctor's appointments, bills, missed work, and maybe an insurance company calling and pressuring you to settle right now before you even know what your injuries are. Call us. Clifford and Raihala is ready to help you, and we won't stop fighting until we reach your maximum recovery.
For relentless dedication to helping you and your family, choose Clifford and Raihala, hardworking, skilled attorneys fighting for you. For justice, myjustice.com.
You can hear her clearly, even in a barn full of cows. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
And we welcome in John Heinberg, Market Advisor, Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson out of West Bend. Boy, John, I'll tell you what, I was so wishing we could have talked to you real quick after last week's surprise report from USDA. Our stock report surprised the market and acreage expectations didn't go as planned.
Yeah, that was actually the big surprise in that report last week was the acres numbers. You know, the market was thinking we're going to be pushing the 90 million level on both corn and beans, and we came in significantly under. Well, corn was still at 91 million. We were thinking around 93, 94, and bean acres at 87 million. You know, so there that immediately puts the focus on what's going to happen going forward. You start putting those numbers into balance sheets, especially that soybean number. You know, we're looking at carryout scenarios next year. If we don't produce a record type crop this summer, that could be even tighter than the current supply picture that we're looking at now, as long as the demand stays consistent. You know, that's why we saw the limit up move after that report came out. Maybe that was more just a reaction to the miss that was there. But now you're starting to put those numbers into balance sheets, and it's going to be a pretty interesting summer. And you got that drought monitor map out there that looks really, really scary at this moment. So it's going to keep that volatility and this price strength all the way through the summer months.
Boy, that's for sure. Now, talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing in the latest first crop progress report, John. Obviously, not a lot in Wisconsin, but were there any other states that kind of caught your attention?
Not really so much, at least in terms of the corn planting and the bean planting. Corn planting at 2%. Texas is right on pace, and that's where the majority of it's happening at this time frame. You know, we'll see some numbers move, obviously, next week with the gorgeous weather over the weekend and the warm temperatures we're seeing. You know, just inter-office talk yesterday, some areas where guys are starting to get things going in the south a little more, in Illinois and things of that nature. You know, so and wheat ratings were a little bit below last year at this time frame, but still very solid given that last bit of rain that came through on that winter wheat crop. So really nothing big in that first report. You know, obviously we'll be watching that planting pace, but with the conditions that are out there as well as the forecasts, you know, we do have some moisture kind of in the radar here for the next few days. But overall though, it looks like coverage has so far at least been on the lighter side in some of these key areas, and that's going to keep guys planting at a pretty quick pace. So it's going to be an interesting to see how this all kind of shakes out. But again, that's just going to keep that volatility in front of us.
All about weather, weather, weather from here on out. I want to pivot for a moment, John, because it's not just about corn and beans and wheat. It's also about cattle. What's been happening there?
Yeah, cattle market's finally getting some really good bid here the last couple of weeks. We've seen a surge in retail prices, and again, that's kind of tied to a couple different things. First off, the demand on the export side is, say, it's very, very solid. In fact, you know, last week's numbers, we saw China's the second largest buyer of U.S. beef, so that's encouraging to the market to see them staying active in our market. And then on top of that, obviously the food service sector, things of that nature are continuing to open up. We saw the jobs report on Friday come out, again, well above expectations in terms of job creation. The largest sector of that which produced new jobs, again, was food service and retail. So that's a sign that this restaurant trade's going. And with this gorgeous weather, the grilling demand may be picking in a little bit earlier here. So right now we're starting to maybe push to a seasonal high. We'll have to kind of watch how things trade out. But this surge in prices in terms of retail value should come over into that cash market, bringing us some optimism as we closed the new contract highs yesterday.
Boy, that is excellent news. So cattle producers at least can feel a little bit more confident when they get busy this spring.
Exactly. And, you know, and there's a lot of good value longer term. And, you know, obviously we got to put all the pieces between grain markets, cattle markets, hog markets together, you know, but there's some opportunities out there for guys to start building some floor. I'd stay pretty conservative, at least in terms of using put strategies, because there may be some more potential for upside, especially if this grain market were to really kick in due to weather. You don't want anything limiting over top and be long on the hoof, as I like to say, in terms of those cattle prices.
You know, this is the aggressive time of the year, John, where the news cycle can happen very quickly. We learned that last week. How can people get in contact to you, talk to you, exchange emails with you? Because let's face it, we can't afford to make mistakes this year.
Exactly. And I'd love to just make sure we're providing information, and that's what we're here for. Give us a call at 800-334-9779. Again, or shoot me an email, John H@TotalFarmMarketing.com. And again, don't forget that website, TotalFarmMarketing.com. You know, we just had ourselves a webinar after that grain stock or the grain stocks and acres numbers, and we'll be doing another one again in April here after the USDA report.
Ah, good, good. So, and when is that report again?
That's on April 9th, so that'll be the first chance that the USDA might maybe make some changes finally in these carryout projections. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All bets are off on what they're doing this year, that's for sure. All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Have a great week.
All right, John Heimberg joining us live this morning again, Total Farm Marketing. Com is their website. You can find his phone number there. And of course, he will join us every Tuesday to make sure you know exactly what's happening in the trade. It is getting to be that aggressive time of the year when everything from rain to delayed planting to an international deal can upend the apple cart, that's for sure. Again, a reminder, as those rain showers start moving into our area, we encourage you to use our talk text line and let us know what rain is falling near you. The talk text line, anytime, any piece of information, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. See you tomorrow.